appointed.
Oh, I see. This expression, say if somebody's been sick for a while, but they're up and around, somebody might say, well, he's up and around now, but he still looks a little bit...
puny.
Have you ever heard people say puny or peaked?
Yeah.
Heard that too?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Or say a man who is able to lift very heavy weights, you'd say he's mighty.
Strong.
Okay. Or somebody who just always has a smile on his face and never loses his temper, you'd say he's mighty.
Pleasant.
Okay. Or a boy. Sometimes when boys grow up, they reach an age where they stumble into things and trip over their own feet. You'd say he's mighty.
Awkward.
Right. Awkward or clumsy.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Or a person who has a lot of money, but he likes to hang on to it.
He's rude. He's a miser.
Right. Mm-hmm. Or something else you might call him, he's an old...
Scrooge.
Right. You ever heard people say tightwad?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a term generally used now, mm-hmm. Tightwad.
Okay.
A new term too that I've heard recently is hassle.
Hassle.
Uh-huh. Instead of having a fuss with somebody, he have a hassle with me.
Have a hassle.
And that means a argument.
Yes, ma'am.
I think that's awful.
Don't like that word?
No. What's the matter with saying I had a fuss with him or argument with him or... Mm-hmm. They all mean the same thing, but why I've been... Now the preachers, they don't deliver sermons anymore.
What do they deliver? Message?
Homily.
Oh.
The homily was given by so-and-so. I said, well, did they serve grits and everything with it? They said bacon. I couldn't help it.
Was it homily or homily?
Homily. H-O-M-I-L-Y. Mm-hmm. Homily.
Mm-hmm. A lot simpler to say sermon.
I think so, too. And most people will know what you were talking about.
Right. Okay. Say you're talking about a person who might be about 95, but is still... able to look after himself pretty well, you might say, well, I don't care how old he is, he's still mighty.
Spry.
Okay. Or if the children are out at night later than usual, the mother might say, well, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I just can't help feeling
fine. Why? Why?
Oh, okay. Or you wouldn't say she felt easy about him.
Uneasy.
Or say somebody who leaves a lot of money lying around in plain sight and left the door unlocked, you'd say he's mighty.
Careless.
Mm-hmm. Or say if I had an aunt named Lizzie, I might say, well, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie. It's just that every now and then she acts kind of...
contrary.
Right. Have you ever heard people use the word queer in that sense? She acts a little queer?
Queer, yeah. Mm.
Do you hear that much anymore, meaning that?
Yeah.
Isn't that pretty?
But they use queer, another new word that's come out.
Mm-hmm.
It's been here all the time, but nobody uses it.
Yes.
But now he's a queer and all that kind of monkey business.
Mm-hmm.
I don't use those terms myself.
You mean to be homosexual?
Yeah.
I see.
They've been all the time since time immemorial, but they've never talked to that like they do now.
Yes, ma'am.
I think without a doubt, the people are just gone crazy.